Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ray, good morning to you. How's your Wednesday going so far?
It's going very well. How about you guys?
Wonderful, wonderful. It's going to be a beautiful day out there. Thank you for asking. All right, give us the skinny on Steven Nelson. What happened with his departure, and what's he crowing about now?
You know, Colin, I think any time a situation like that happens where a guy gets released, he wants to control the narrative because, you know, there's potentially millions of dollars at stake for him. He's trying to find his new team. But, you know, if you go back to what Cam Sutton told us on a Zoom call, I think it was 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago now, he said in his exit meeting, which was a day or two after the season, that he was going to get a chance to play outside corner. So, you know, we already knew that the Steelers didn't view Steven Nelson as their top corner, and now it's debatable as to whether they viewed him as one of their top two corners. So I'm not sure what the delay was in the Steelers releasing him at the time they did. Maybe they just wanted to go on and say, okay, hey, we think he's worth $8.25 million. We'll keep him at that number. But then when he wanted an extension, they kind of balked at it. So it is a little bit strange about how it's unfolded, but I just think Steven Nelson is trying to, keep his money in his pocket, so to speak, and he's just trying to set himself up, for his next team. And, you know, honestly, guys, when he hasn't signed, what is it, 2 weeks now, 2.5 weeks since this has happened, he still remains unsigned. I just don't know if there's much of a market for him right now.
If step one, Ray, was deciding Hayden over Nelson, and then step two was deciding Sutton over Nelson, at what point did the Steelers look at each other, the decision makers, and say, all right, we'll take Justin Lane or James Pierre or Trevor Williams over Steven Nelson?
Well, that's the thing. I think when Steven Nelson said, hey, I want more money, I want a contract extension, I just don't feel like the Steelers were comfortable enough with him beyond the 2021 season to make that happen. I mean, he was making 8.25 this year. Obviously he's going to want to raise. Are we talking $10 million a year for a guy who's going to be 28, 29, 30 years old on that new contract? So I'm quite sure they didn't feel comfortable with Justin Lane or James Pierre in Steven Nelson's place, which is why I think a few weeks from now, I think you'll probably see them address cornerback in some fashion and in the upcoming draft. So it definitely created a dilemma for them, but this is one of those decisions where they weighed, okay, we have the 2021 season here. We still have to pay attention to what's going to happen in 2022 and 2023, and they just didn't feel like Steven Nelson was going to be a part of their plans beyond the 21 season. So they just decided to, cut bait now and, fill in the pieces as they can.
Ray, it's unfair of us to do this, probably, or maybe not. But a couple of Fridays from now, when the Steelers, like maybe the Friday night in the third round or something, they announce the name of some cornerback from some college, that we're all going to assume that the guy's not going to be any good, right? I mean, how can we trust that the Steelers are going to be able to draft a cornerback?
I know. I mean, it's out there, right? I mean, everyone's going to be writing about it and talking about it over the next couple of weeks. I until Artie Burns came along, Jim, they really weren't putting a lot of their draft resources into corner. Like, they were going, fourth round, fifth round, third round. they weren't really trying to, you know, go out and land that guy. It'll be interesting now that, you know, Artie Burns was kind of a bust, or he was a bust. I mean, let's face it. Will they be afraid to pull the trigger again? Now, I don't think this is a year where they have to go out and get a corner in the first round. But you're right. I mean, second round, third round, you know, fourth round, I definitely think it's in play. And they're going to have to get it right. And if they don't draft a corner in the first round this year, they might have to do it next year, you know, with Joe Hayden's future beyond the 2021 season uncertain right now as well. So, you know, Kevin Colbert's not going to be afraid because of that draft history, but I guarantee you a lot of Steelers fans out there are just like you and saying, cross their fingers, hope they don't take a corner, hope they find one in free agency, because it just hasn't worked out when they've tried to draft one.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Well, here's where I am with it, Ray. Trevor Williams is going to play, because even if they draft a corner in the second or third round, say, they're not going to put him on the football field this year. They're not going to. It's not a plug-and-play position for the Steelers.
Well, listen, I mean, when they drafted Cam Sutton, I thought there was an opening then. And, you know, Cam Sutton was beaten out by Mike Hilton, who, you know, listen, Mike Hilton was on the team in 2016, but he was on the practice squad. And then, you know, Mike earned that job throughout OTAs and then training camp. So, it could happen, Colin, if they get the right guy. But, listen, you might be right. Experience means a lot in the NFL. So whether it's any of those guys, Pierre, Lane, whoever, they have a little bit of an advantage because they've been in the system. They know what the coaches want. They have a little bit of NFL experience. So we'll have to wait to see how it plays out. But, you know, I'm not closing the door on a third-round pick or a second-round pick coming in and playing. I think it's doable. It just hasn't happened very often for the Steelers when it comes to the cornerback position.
3 weeks from tomorrow night, Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers more likely to trade up or trade back?
Trade back. I think I'm not saying either is going to happen, but when you have as many holes to fill on your roster and you're picking at that point of the draft, you might have an opportunity to find a partner to come up and then you trade down and get some more picks to, you know, help fill out your roster. So, you know, that's hard. You know, you have to find a dance partner to come up and get a player. And then if you're the Steelers, Kevin Colbert always talks about this. Let's say you're going to trade down five spots. You better know for certain that you're going to get the guy you want, or let's say one of the two guys that you would want, you know, at that point in the draft. So there's a lot that goes into that. I think that's why you don't see a lot of trade, you know, a lot of trade downs involving the Steelers. It gets a little bit complicated, but I don't think this is a year they're going to trade up. I just think they're going to sit at 24 and they're going to take the best player on the board, or they're going to trade down and maybe try to find some extra picks to address some of those holes on the roster.
You know, Ray, one thing that it seems to not be going away nationally, you know, we're all talking about, you know, tackle, center, maybe an edge rusher, you know, and so forth. And yet every once in a while you hear stuff like the name of a quarterback, like if he falls in the first, or maybe there's a guy that they would take in the second. Is there any chance at all that the Steelers are going to use a relatively high pick on a quarterback?
Yeah, well, I mean, when I think relatively high, I think first, second, or third round, and I don't think that'll happen this year. You know, could they add someone in the fourth round or after that they think could be a developmental guy behind Ben and Mason? Yeah, maybe. I mean, that could happen. But, yeah, as far as, like, Kyle Trask in the second round or, you know, some of these other names, I just don't see that. And I just think sometimes, you know, national analysts, you know, they kind of look at a roster, but they don't really know how the Steelers go about their business. So, I would be completely shocked if it happened in the first, second or third round. But, I think fourth round or after is a possibility if they, you know, fall in love with a guy and think that guy might be a developmental player. But, day one, day two, I don't think it's going
to
happen.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. All right, you have some explaining to do, Ray. Last thing for you. I'm pouring through audio this morning to get ready for the show. It was a terrible bucks and pucks sort of day last night. What the hell happened? What happened right here?
Yeah, Mike, with Teddy looking like he's going to come back, how does that affect your lineup, and does that create some competition among your bottom six?
Why are you asking Mike Sullivan questions, Ray Fittipaldo?
Well, I was called out of the bullpen, so to speak, or as Mike DeFabo said, called up from the taxi squad. So, they're a little shorthanded on the Penguins beat, but I am a hockey expert, so I am happy to lend my expertise whenever I can.
Yeah, who called you a hockey expert?
Andy Sutton. Andy Sutton.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Mockingly at one point, Ray. So, did you feel good about your question to Sullivan? How do you feel he felt about it?
I love hockey. I just haven't watched a lot of Penguins games this year. So, DeFabo helped me out. Sort of walked me through what's going on with the team. I don't think I embarrassed myself, so I think it turned out okay.
That was solid.
Eight and a half out of ten, maybe. Chris, eight and a half? Eight?
Oh, that's good.
Maybe a six.
Yeah.
No, I give you more than that, Ray. You can't go wrong asking a question about the bottom six at this point in time. Good work on you.
Sully
jumping
said
in
it,
like that.
Well, here's what Sully said to it.
Well, I think you answered your own question.
So there, you're done. So maybe it wasn't an eight. Maybe it was like a five, Ray. Whenever you get the you answered your own question, that means I'm only answering it because I'm kind of obliged to answer it at this point because we've all gathered for this Zoom sort of thing. So
yeah. He's obviously heard Tom won't answer my questions too.
All right.
Where did you meet the other Mike Sullivan?
Oh, yes. What do you got on tap for your buttermaker sort of stuff? It's beautiful out. You running them into the ground, maybe running some sprints today out there coaching your travel ball team?
No, they got a scrimmage, but I can't go to it. I got my daughter's softball practice, so I gotta get a hold of the huddle video to find out what's going on tonight.
Here we go. All right, thank you, Ray. A man about town. Yep, we'll talk to you.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray's got his hand in everything, Chris. The guy doesn't have enough.
He's a busy guy.
Enough hours in the day.
It's that season.
Yes, he's coaching baseball, and he's now coaching softball. Jim, he's all over the place. But he's covering hockey and football.
I know. I saw his name on the list. I'm going like, what's Ray doing here? I thought maybe he thought it was the other Mike Sullivan, right? The quarterback's coach. But it was good. I mean, Ray was right there, held his own. But the Penguins aren't going to let him back on the beat because you saw what happened in the first game after Ray was on it.
Yeah, nothing good at all. Bucks and pucks, no fun last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.